Coming up on the online edition of Saber TV.
Based on a mandate by the federal government, we had to have one implemented by June 30th, 2006.
The new district wellness policy. Our full interview with Food Service Director Brenda Brolic. Plus,
children, your generation and your children may be living not as long, and that just really scares me.
Why today's children may be at risk in the future.
What would be kind of an overall description of our district wellness policy and some of the goals that we're striving for right now with it?
The wellness policy was developed based on a mandate by the federal government. We had to have one implemented. All districts throughout the United States had to have a wellness policy implemented by June 30th of 2006. And basically, so all districts throughout the United States are working on this or have been working on this. And we came together with a group of professionals from our district and the community, physicians, nurses, community members, teachers, to come together and decide what our focus was going to be for the wellness policy. We met many times and hammered out a policy that I think addresses, you know, key areas.
What kind of changes has this policy made? Mainly this is for the high school level right now. What kind of changes has it made at the high school level?
Well, basically at the high school level, our philosophy was to add more healthy things and not really take anything away, with the exception of Little Debbie's. We did take Little Debbie's away. But and the supersized cookies we took away too, but most students didn't like them anyway anymore from last spring because they had changed the ingredients and things. So we looked at that as an opportunity to bring in a regular cookie. I mean, it's a very good cookie, but it's a smaller size. Trying to look at different portion sizes and incorporating those changes in baby steps.
And we were talking just a little bit earlier about portion size is key. Do you maybe kind of want to elaborate on that a bit, portions?
Yes. Today on, this morning I was watching an early morning news show, and they had a spotlight on the obesity crisis in the United States. And they were talking about portion sizes. And we were talking about, you know, when I was a young person, many years ago, a muffin was, you know, that big. You know, about that big.
Sure.
And about an ounce and a half or so. Now they're 4 and 5 ounces. And you know, you're talking 3 or 4 times the amount of calories and fat as what we used to eat. And so it's no wonder, that's just one example. You know, you go to a restaurant and the portion sizes that we're used to receiving are probably enough to feed, you know, 2 people, if not 3 people, really. If you look at the food pyramid, you know, a half a cup of rice is considered one serving, you know. So that gives you a little bit of perspective on what a serving size is.
That's true. Yeah. And this generation, you know, has always been used to larger portion sizes, which kind of brings me to my next question. There was an article that you had written in the Saber Spotlight where you'd attended a conference. And the speaker at the conference had said this may be the only generation that doesn't outlive their parents.
Yes.
Can you kind of maybe explain that, what he was
When I heard that, it was like a lightning bolt hit me. Because as a mom and a grandma, I want the best for my kids and my grandchildren. And we in the United States have every year, every generation has lived longer and longer. And to hear that as sophisticated and as technology savvy as we are, with all the medical breakthroughs and advances that we have, that we are our children, your generation and your children, may be living not as long. And that just really scares me. And so it has to do what we're, with our lifestyle, what we're eating, what we're doing physically, reading labels, being good consumers, being aware of what is what the medical research and the data is showing us, and it's showing us we need to change our habits.
Okay. There was one other staggering statistic that I know came out a couple years ago. And I'm sure you've heard it. I got this looked it up this morning just for verification from a Washington Post article. And a couple years ago, the statistic was released that, you know, following the year 2000, any children who are born after the year 2000, 1 in 3 kids are likely to have diabetes.
Right.
And as a food service director, you know, when you hear that kind of statistic, you know, what do you think about that?
What do I think about that? I think we need to get more back to more fruits and vegetables. And that doesn't mean with cheese sauce. And that doesn't mean loaded with butter. That means, you know, maybe some of that in moderation. But fruits and vegetables, raw or fresh, it means getting back to, you know, whole grains, like whole grain cereal, oatmeal. You know, it means getting back to, you know, things like shredded wheat, total, things like that that are cereal products. Looking for, being aware of what the labels are talking about. You know, at that conference that I was at the Mayo Clinic, they were talking about the things that we really need to be watching for in labels are trans fats, looking for no trans fats. Trans fats means a liquid oil that's been turned hard, okay, like corn oil margarine. It's a corn oil, but it's been changed to being molecularly hard. And so that process is called hydrogenation, and that is what trans fats are. Trans fats are cheap, and so that's why they're in a lot of things. But with new labeling laws as of last January, labels have to reflect trans fats. So be a good consumer. Look for trans fats and see if it has trans fats in. So stay away from trans fats, number one. Number two, look for products that do not contain high fructose corn syrup. High fructose corn syrup is, again, cheap, and it's in everything. Soda to fruit snacks to you name it, high fructose corn syrup is in there. And at this conference, they were talking about how high fructose corn syrup turns off our satiety mechanism in our brain. So in other words, when you eat that, you just want more and more and more and more. And so sugar is even a better substitute than high fructose corn syrup. And thirdly, looking for whole grains. The more fiber and whole grains, look for whole grain, look for whole wheat flour being the first ingredient, or one of the first three ingredients. Look for whole grains. And then, of course, look for low fat, low saturated fat. But those things are important for us. And also, you know, let's get back to cooking. You know, all this processed stuff, you buy a hamburger helper on the line, I mean, that's all processed, and it's got all this added stuff to it. Let's get back to home cooking. Watch food TV.
There. I like that. I like that. It's a good channel.
Yeah, it is. I love it.
One other thing I was going to ask you, with our current wellness policy right now, you know, you'd mentioned where you have your elephant up there, you know,
yeah,
one bite at a time, and, you know, we're kind of in the beginning phases
right.
now. Looking out the next couple years ahead, how will the wellness policy be further developed?
Well, I'm not the wellness poster child, so everyone has to come along and join together. This is huge. I mean, this is huge from the standpoint of, you know, students, staff, parents, all of us joining together to recognize that this is a worthy thing to address and to work on. Thinking outside the box, you know, for example, fundraisers. What can we do for fundraisers that doesn't involve selling candy bars? You know, could we think of some other types of fundraisers? Could we think of some other types of ways to reward students? Can we think of other ways to reward ourselves other than, you know, food? And not to say that who doesn't like a nice gooey chocolate brownie? But everything in moderation, and maybe look at the portion size. Instead of, you know, a big chunk like this, have a smaller piece. So everything in moderation, but we have to question what we're doing and also look at exercise. You know, how much time are we spending in front of the TV, in front of the computer? How much time are we devoting to getting outside or going to the gym or whatever it is to get some exercise? We have to, you know, we're smart. We can think of ways to incorporate this in our day.
That was Food Service Director for District 748, Brenda Brolic, talking with us at Saber TV about the new district wellness policy as well as healthy eating habits and things that people of all ages should know concerning food and exercise for today. Now, this is a multi-part series that we are doing on Saber TV. Our first part is available in video format online at sabertv.com or through our video podcast on iTunes, and you can check that out on there. We will also be releasing more video as our series continues into the near future. Now, Brenda also did give us some resources for healthy eating and exercise, as well as more information on the wellness policy, and those resources can be found on the district website, their website, www.sartel.k12.mn.us, and of course, very soon we'll actually post those same resources on our website at sabertv.com. And once again, we want to thank you for listening to our audio series. Actually, this is our audio interview with Food Service Director Brenda Brolic. This has been the full interview that we had with Brenda talking about the wellness policy as well as healthy eating habits. I'm Kevin Hurd for Saber TV. And once again, we want to thank you for listening to our audio podcast. And hopefully we'll see you soon at sabertv.com.